Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my Blog Talk Radio show, Live Your Music. I'm Margot Joy Denader, and I'm a creative life balance coach and the author of The Art of Living a Life You Love. I'm excited to have my inspiring friend, Deborah Oakland, as my guest for today's show. Woohoo! Join us for a conversation about her book, Change Your Movie, Change Your Life, and how conscious choices can totally change how you feel about your life. Welcome, Deborah.
Well, thank you, Margot, for the introduction and for having me on your show. I love our conversations, and conscious choice is the first concept in my book out of the 7 concepts. So I'm really excited to talk about this because it's the cornerstone of everything we do, and it makes a difference in every single area of our life. So, woohoo is right.
Yeah, so true. I mean, it's definitely one of my favorite topics ever. And actually, if you get right down to it, both of our books, your book, Change Your Movie, Change Your Life, and my book, The Art of Living a Life You Love, they're both about making choices. The whole book itself is about making choices that can help you feel better, feel happier, get over feeling sad, depressed, overwhelmed. And your book also, more than mine though, can also help people who are feeling in grief. And I think that because there's so many people I see on Facebook that seem to be stuck in that feeling, and we all go through times when we feel that, when we lose people that we love or when we lose animals that are part of our family, there's just so many different ways and reasons why people can be feeling that. And, oh my gosh, you went through so much. Just tell, if you could tell our listeners just a little bit of what you went through and then also what helped you get through that, what shifted your feeling about the situation, that would be awesome.
Okay. In a short 4 years, I lost both of my children, my little baby girl at birth, right at delivery. She was stillborn. Mm-hmm. And my 21-year-old son to a drunk driver in a car accident. And both of my brothers. And a few short years later, my father to prostate cancer, along with other friends and family who we lost along the way. So that was quite a life-changing experience for me, and I had to make a conscious choice of how I was going to move forward with my life. And as I've always said, loss is loss. It doesn't matter if it's a human, if it's a relationship, a marriage, or it doesn't matter, loss is loss. How do we move through that loss? And when I lost all of these amazing people in my life and these spirits, I said, what would they want most for me? And that is to be happy, because that's what love wants for you. And I knew they love me and I love them. They wanted me to be happy. So for me to honor that was to move towards and down the path of happiness as I was going through my grief, understanding that Cody and I could, our marriage could be destroyed because of it if we moved in opposite directions, and we didn't follow the same path, but we did. We grew stronger, more resilient, because we supported each other, and we knew that they aren't gone. They really, to us, they're not gone. We just can't see them. Their physical bodies are no longer here. And we said, we will honor them, carrying our hearts as the precious gifts that they are, and we will choose to be happy and joyous in our lives and celebrate the abundance of life. And it was a conscious choice we made, and it worked.
Wow. You know, when you tell that story in Chapter 1 of your book and the part about rewriting the script of your life, where you do the treatment, what could have happened had you done what a lot of people unfortunately do, which is just let that take over your life and ruin your life, and then the second rewrite of it about how you did what you did that changed things for you and helped you feel better. It's just such an incredible example of how we can choose to rewrite the script of our life. And
yes, and one of the things that I did is I wrote 7 treatments. They're not movie scripts. They're like a movie treatment. They're small. But they each tell a story that fades to black because of a conscious choice. And then it's the rewrite of the same story that fades to white when you make the right choices and what could have happened and how different the outcome could have been, the outcome could have been. And the first one is my true story. The others I wrote. They are all made up in my mind, in the imagination of my mind and my magical mystery tour. And the first one is what really happened and what could have happened. So throughout the whole book, it's about conscious choice.
Right. It's so true. I've been thinking a lot about this because my mom, the last time I actually saw her was 10 years ago. Tomorrow I drove up to see her 10 years ago. And I had no idea, Deborah, that it was going to be the last time I saw her, but we had the most amazing weekend together. And it was so much fun. My brother was away for the weekend. Nobody else was there. It was just the two of us. And we had so much fun together. We went out to breakfast both days of the weekend. We watched fun movies together. We watched videos of our son, my son. She wanted to watch our movies of our son, home movies, you know, like on video, of our son that last afternoon that we spent together. And she just, we had so much fun. It was like perfect visit in every way. And I can still picture standing outside her house, hugging her bye when I said bye to her. And had I known that was the last time I was going to see her, I don't think I could have left. And in fact, I know I wouldn't have been able to leave. I would have just stayed there. But the thing that I've realized is that the same thing is that what you said about your son and your other family members is, what would my mom want most for me? And she would want me to be happy. I mean, that's what she always wanted the most for all of us kids, was for us to be happy. And so to dwell on the aspect of her still being there, and I'm so thankful that I had learned from Abraham Hicks about the fact that if we want to feel the people who are non-physical, who have made their transition, that we need to be able to be in our present moment. We need to be feeling gratitude, appreciation, joy, love, those type of feelings. And what that did for me, Deborah, and is that it helped keep me from feeling like I needed to feel guilty if I was enjoying my life. I think that that's one of the things that people feel like. They feel like they need to feel badly in order to prove that they care that the other person is no longer here on the earth.
That's a good point. A lot of people feel they, you know, of course they feel badly, and of course they're grieving, but there is a time and place for that to happen, and then you need to move on. You need to go through the steps of grief, whatever those steps are for you, and they're different for everyone. You need to go through that, but when it goes on too long, it's not about the person that passed. It's about your issues, and you really need to understand that, because grief, when it turns into depression, is a very, very bad thing.
Oh, totally.
So, you know, if you need, I always say, if you need help, find it. Find someone who can help you, and make sure there's someone that guides you back to self, back to the inside. You know, not living from the outside in, but living from the inside out, and teaches you that every answer you need is inside of you, and to go in and to find that peace, that grace, that gratitude within yourself. Otherwise, they're doing you a disservice.
Well, you know, when I think of you, the two words that come to mind the most are courage and kindness. You are such an incredible mixture of those two feelings and two thoughts and two emotions of courage. You remind me to have courage because, you know, you've had for years, you've had your Living in Courage online. And the oasis for our, was it an oasis
spiritual
for our
spiritual oasis
spirit?
For overcoming life's biggest challenges.
Right. And so, you know, I think of you as courage because of that. And then, and sometimes I think some people think in order to be courageous that you don't be kind. But you're just this beautiful blend of courage and kindness. And
oh,
I just
well,
love
thank
that.
You. Thank you. And fun. you know, we were talking about this, you and I, about this whole conscious choice, and you are a living example of making wise choices in your life. And you have a beautiful family. You've written a book about it that's phenomenal. And you, again, kindness personified and love. You know, I mean, you really are. And, you know, I think about people out in the world that don't feel happy or joyous or grateful.
Right.
They don't feel like they can be kind to other people. And I was just mentioning to you how much time, money, and energy have they invested to change? Yet maybe not consciously chosen the change. And if they keep traveling down the same path they've been taking without consciously making choices, how can you expect change? It's not going to happen.
Right.
And that's, that's critical to, you know, in your book, The Art of Living a Life You Love, you say we are the sum total of all the choices that we make in our lives. We create our own version of reality with our choices. The choices we make stack up and take us in a particular direction. And some choices are more critical than others because they define who you believe yourself to be. Your choices can define who you are, control what you do, and also what you can become. Your choices can become habits that cause you to feel miserable and like a failure, or they can lead you to feelings of accomplishment, happiness, and success. And that is such a great section in your book. You also go on to say that choices can be made consciously or unconsciously. We're always making them in every moment, you know? So if we're going to make choices, why not direct them to our highest and greatest good?
Exactly. And that's the thing. I think that, you know, one of the interesting things that we were talking about earlier before the show was that both of our books can seem overwhelming to people because there's a lot of pages in them. But both of them are also designed in a way where you can get the book. You don't have to feel guilty if you just read one chapter or two, or if you just open it up and see what message the universe has for you that day.
Right.
I mean, and I think that really that if people bought the books and they only read that one chapter of yours about conscious choice and or read my chapter, which is Pay Attention to How Your Choices Feel is the title. Those two chapters alone could really, really change how they look at life, what they choose to focus on, what things mean to them, and what they can do. And, you know, that's I know that you want the same thing that I do for people, is I want people to feel happy and feel empowered and know that they have choices they can make that are going to help them feel better and get better results in their life.
Right. And those choices allow you to use your power because you own your power. You know, you can give it away. People give their power away every day. But when you take your power back, you're, like in your book, you say, by taking responsibility for the choices you make, you're able to notice when your choices are taking you away from what you want. And by paying attention to your feelings, you'll know what choices will get the results you like.
You
can make new choices, better choices that take you in the direction you want to go. And that is so true. And I love that. And, you know, I was telling you, I was revamping my ebook yesterday, updating everything since my book came out. And I was reading a section in there that said, for me, appearances mm-hmm. from this moment forward are opportunities. And this really went with conscious choice. It married in with it for me. Because you see the silver lining behind the appearance, and you see the opportunity as a gift. And you're not without power in your life. You're able to direct incredible forces of energy, and you do have the power to change every appearance. And then I realized that as I was reading on that, you know, all of this melted into what we're talking about today with planting a seed. You know, you plant a seed, which would be a seed of new dialogue, new decision, conscious choice in the garden of your mm-hmm. consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
So consciously or unconsciously, we have given our energy and feelings to these appearances. So when we can walk across the bridge and make an agreement in our heart, which is our source of constant encouragement,
mm-hmm.
that to the best of our ability, we can see our limitations, the appearances, and see what is there for growth, the opportunities there for growth. Because our heart will always steer us in the right place. That's why living from the inside out is so important.
It is so true. It's so true. And the thing is, we're always making choices all day long, every day
mm-hmm.
of our lives. And so many of those choices get made by autopilot, by habit.
Mm-hmm.
And so
fear.
That's why conscious choice is the topic of that chapter and why it's so important
mm-hmm.
is to take the time to actually listen to how you're feeling about the choices that you're making in your life and then start deciding, well, maybe I need to make some different choices.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that means that you need to get a coach or go to see a therapist or take a workshop or a class or something where
mm-hmm.
one of the things I've noticed is that with my coaching clients is that one of the beauties of coaching is that they're able to answer the questions that are in my book, but they actually have somebody to talk to about them. And it makes them accountable for actually doing it instead of just saying, oh, I'll do it sometime. Because, you know, you can't just keep on reading all these books, like you were saying. How much have
mm-hmm.
you spent on, whether it's books or workshops or whatever, and if you're not actually doing any of the things that are in the books, then it's not going to make a change in your life, at least not a positive one.
Right. And we have to understand that we really have to understand how much power we have to direct our own life. I mean, it's not in the hands of anyone else, us. We
oh, I know.
Are here
I know.
To direct our life. And I think so many people, like you said, they just go on autopilot and they don't watch the silent dialogue during the day that's going on in their mind. They
mm-hmm.
they make choices out of fear. They feed the challenges. Fear is the breeding ground of any appearance.
Mm-hmm.
And it gets its energy from feeding off the emotional body.
Mm-hmm.
So you really have to start saying to things like fear, if I fear you, you will take
mm-hmm.
my energy, and you have no law to maintain or sustain yourself. You're a human creation. No part of my will accepts this condition. You're energy acting, and I'm going to zero you out right now. You are nothing. I mean, you really have to get in there with power
mm-hmm.
and don't feed the challenges.
Well, you know,
you know,
there's a quote on the bookmark that I have that you made for your book that was in the book, and it says, life is your movie production. You're the writer, director, editor, and producer. If you don't like what you're experiencing, rewrite the script.
Exactly.
And I have to say, I just really love the idea that your book is called Change Your Movie, Change Your Life, because it's so true. I mean, you know, we can even rewrite the script of how we feel about things that happened in the past, not necessarily just what's happening right now
mm-hmm.
or what's going to happen in the future. And
definitely.
And then rewrite how we consciously choose to think about that, talk about it, and look at it. And live it.
Uh-huh. And it stems from childhood. And in my book, I talk about that our programming comes from our parents, our peers, authority figures, environment, self-talk. And it's deeply ingrained from early childhood, but it can be changed. Everything
right.
can be changed.
And the way it can be changed, though, is by becoming conscious of it.
Yes.
So, you know, you have to first become conscious of it. And then it's funny because when you start making one conscious choice in this area, it sometimes leads to another and another and another and another. Like, for example, in at the end of March, I got inspired to try doing 30 days of no alcohol in April.
Mm-hmm.
And thanks to Jack Canfield's book that's out called The 30-Day Sobriety Solution, I just thought I'd try it and see how I felt. And it had like all
mm-hmm.
these personal development things that you could do. Well, you know, it felt so good that I really, really liked it. But then I started realizing I needed something to help me relieve stress. So I started, our son suggested I try yoga online with Adrian.
Mm-hmm.
Adrian, let's see, what's it called? Yoga with Adrian. And I love that too. So, I mean, these are like conscious choices that I made. And then it's like one choice can lead to another. And it's, I love how, you know, you're thinking of that it's infinite how good we can feel.
Right. And what you did is you raised your frequency. You decided to make a choice that supported your life and,
mm-hmm.
and some stress that you may have been going through. And when you make that choice, the energy is a higher frequency. And so it brings more of the same to you. Because whether
mm-hmm.
you're in a good place or a bad place, wherever you're at any given time is based on a series of choices you made sometime previously in your life. And maybe the results don't come as quickly as we would like once we switch over, but they
mm-hmm.
will come if we stick with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the one of the things that I think is really important for people to realize is that they can also make the choice, the conscious choice, to forgive themselves when they feel like they've done things that they regret and
mm-hmm.
made choices in their lives that have caused problems in their life or in someone else's life. And that's one of the things that's so important. I think that forgiving yourself is one of the most important choices, conscious choices that you can make, because feeling guilty about what you did or feeling self-blame or any of those things isn't going to change it. It just keeps you
mm-hmm.
feeling immobilized. And so
I think that's one of the hardest things for people to do is to forgive themselves.
Mm-hmm.
We're hard on ourselves. And it's good once a week or once a day or however often you need to do it and call in the law of forgiveness and say, I forgive everything I've ever done to harm another person
mm-hmm.
in any way, and I forgive them for anything that hurt me. And really feel that. Sit with that for a minute and let yourself forgive it. And it
right.
does help tremendously. I mean, here, we didn't come in here with a personal handbook at birth.
Mm-hmm.
And every one of us is different. So I like to say, imagine your name stamped on the cover
mm-hmm.
of this personal handbook that you get at birth. Nobody else can read it. It's for your eyes only. And anyone who tried to read it would only see blank pages.
Wow.
So when you
I
went to
that.
Read this book, this is in my ebook. This is from my ebook. And when you went to read the book, the past messages were no longer there for you to see. You could only read what you needed to have presented to you at that moment in time. The future messages were not yet created.
Wow.
And it sounds magical, intriguing, sounds like a great fun adventure, like playing in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you haven't thought about this, but that book is inside of you right now. Only you hold the key. There are doors that you have not dreamed of opening yet, and the power
mm-hmm.
of now is being caught across the planet, as we all know. So it's
uh-huh.
really time to get back in touch with ourselves, the stillness of the presence, our heartbeat, our breath, gratitude, grace. I love the word grace.
Oh, I do too.
And remember, each moment is precious. And as I say in my book and in my my many, many quotes, personal quotes,
mm-hmm.
now equals your naturally occurring wonder.
I love that. Naturally occurring wonder.
Yep, I coined that phrase. And, you know, you really have to take conscious action if you want change. You can't sit there and expect something to get different if you're not doing anything different.
Right, that whole saying of insanity.
Not gonna happen.
Doing the same thing and expecting different results.
You can hope all day for a different song and to play different music, but if you keep playing the same one over, you're not going to hear anything different. And you
exactly.
being, you know, you guys being so in tune with the music of your life and music
yeah.
and song, you know, you got to write a new song.
Speaking of that, though, we only have 4 minutes left. Can you believe it?
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding. And I just wanted
Dang.
To ask the questions that I
okay.
asked during the shows.
Okay, sorry.
What music do you hear calling you? What do you feel inspired to do? What gives you joy? Are you willing to let go of your limiting beliefs and let yourself live your music? I hope each of you listening will do your best to love yourself, love the people and animals in your life, live your music, and enjoy your time on this beautiful planet we call Earth. Oh, Deborah, and, you know, your book is so much about enjoying the time we have here, and people can go to your website, Deborah Oakland, D-E-B-R-A, Oakland, .com, and they can sign up for your monthly e-newsletters, Living and Courage newsletters.
And I have a new MP3 file that they can listen to, a beautiful meditation, kind of a inner hero's journey.
Oh, cool. How long is it?
It's about 7 minutes, and it will all be up and ready to go tomorrow. The MP3 is, but the updated ebook will be ready tomorrow.
Okay, so they can go to your website
mm-hmm.
by the
and
weekend.
Sign up. Yep,
and be able
for my
to
monthly
that.
Newsletter. Every time we talk, it goes so fast.
Oh, I know. It really does. Well, during this last couple minutes, what's one last thing that you'd like to leave the listeners with?
Trust in your inner guidance, in your heart. Listen. Get quiet enough to listen, because everything you need is inside of you. It's all there. Your personal blueprint is there, your own book of life. So go in there and connect with it.
I love that. And to remember, everyone, that you can change your movie and you can change your life. And that partly also means, to me, change what movies you're watching. Watch some more uplifting or fun movies. And you don't have to watch all dark and sad movies. Watch some happy movies and funny movies and silly movies even, and animated movies. I love those, too.
Thank you for having me on this show, Margot. Thank you very much. I always enjoy our conversations.
Oh, you're welcome. I always enjoy our conversations, too. And I love seeing all of your posts on Facebook, and that's another place where people can find you, is online and Facebook.
Twitter and Instagram. Anyway, I'm all over the place.
Yeah, and they
As
can get all those on your website.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, talking with you and reading your book, having the book around to look at each day, I open it up. I want you to know I open it up every morning, and I look at a couple pages and just let it remind me of the fact that I can make conscious choices and that it's up to me, and then I have to pay attention to how my choices are feeling and then decide when I need to make some new choices.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you. I didn't know you did that. Thank you.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm.
I do it with yours, too. So.
Oh, thanks so much. Hey, everyone out there listening, thank you for listening, and I hope that you will take out of this to make some conscious choices in your life. I want everyone out there to feel happier, to feel enjoyment in life, and to do what they can to make that happen on a conscious level. Bye for now, everyone. Thank you again, Deborah, for being on my show. Thank you for writing your book, and thank you so much for being a source of inspiration.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you to all your listeners. Thank you for tuning in.
Yes, thank you, everyone. Bye for now, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.